Shalom Aleichem. As they say, a good winter. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to share with you some machshavos on Parshas Bereishis. Obviously, my mind is still freshly coming from the Simchas Torah, which was the culmination of the Tekufa beforehand, and therefore part of what I'm going to speak about is the connection between what we just experienced in Parshas Bereishis, but hopefully it'll be a chizuk for all of us, certainly is for me, and we should be able to grow together. It's always fascinating to me that here we are, Parshas Bereishis, which is the beginning. It's a new cycle. It's the beginning of the whole cycle of the Torah, which is kind of the year that we are identifying with. And yet we all know that the year started 3 weeks ago. The year started on Rosh Hashanah, and here we are with yet another beginning. Rosh Hashanah was a beginning. Yom Kippur was a beginning. Hoshana Rabbah, all of these were ends that indicated a beginning. And here we are post Simchas Torah and we're beginning again. But as with every part of that tekufa, that journey that began actually with Chodesh Elul and culminated yesterday in Simchas Torah, there's a very clear method to this cycle. And it's a method which we are supposed to draw tremendous chizuk from. Bereishis Bara Elokim. Says Chazal, Bereishis, Bishvil, HaTorah Shenikra Reishis, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikra Reishis. We have to understand that Briyas Olam was for the sake of Klal Yisrael, that Bereishis that are called Reishis, and therefore the whole Briyas Olam was for the sake of Klal Yisrael, and for the sake of Torah. And with that in mind, we have to understand that this whole period of time, from Rosh Hashanah until Simchas Torah, was all about what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are zmanim that are zmanim of din and zmanim of simcha. There's zmanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhoga with us in din, but yet we say Vatiten lanu Hashem Elokeinu bi'ava. Es yom hazikaron hazeh, es yom hakippurim hazeh. And that's something that's only shayich, it's only possible for Klal Yisrael. Only Klal Yisrael can have those two hargoshes, those two connections of Eima and Simcha, of Pachad and Ava. Because those two connections, those two hargoshes are not just emotional feelings that on a normal, regular emotional level are seemingly impossible to coexist, but they're on a higher level. They're what's connecting us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that connection is beyond just a simple emotional connection, but rather it's an appreciation of the totality of that connection. And that connection carries with it the awe, but it also carries with it the simcha. So this whole period has been for us to appreciate Ata v'chartanu mikol ha'amim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us. Ohavta isanu, ratzisa banu, v'remamtanu mikol ha'ashaynos, v'kidashtanu b'mitzvah isecha, What it means to be part of Klal Yisrael, what it means to be a Yid. And if we understood the message of this Tkufa, of this period, now we go into the beginning of Torah. Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishis. To understand that every single thing in the world was created for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Was created for the sake of us. Not Chas V'Sholem in an arrogant way, but in a way of responsibility to understand that everything that goes on in the world, every seemingly minor event, and certainly every major event, is all for the sake of Klal Yisrael. And that needs to fill us with a sense of purpose, a sense of mission. That if the whole world was created for us, and everything that happens in the current events, from COVID and everything else that happened over these last year and a half, to the mundane of all the different political things and monetary things and financial things and, well, whatever's going on, it's all Bishul Yisrael. And if we learn the Parsha, understanding that the Bria, the whole Bria of Yesh Me'ayin, of creating something from nothing, was all for the sake of Klal Yisrael, then that has to fill us with a sense of mission, purpose, and importance that is mechayiv us to do. And it's all Bishvil Teirah Shenikra Reishis. Because the culmination of this whole Tkufa was reached with Simchat Teirah. All the tshuva, all the slicha and kapara, all the simcha, all everything was for the purpose of Torah. I said over in the yeshiva that a mashal that it was a king who lived in his palace with his queen, and he went on a tour of his kingdom, and he was away for a long time, and his queen, his wife, became very bored. She became very lonely in the palace by herself, and she was forced by her loneliness to connect to the simple folk that were around her. And she connected to them and ended up adopting some of their habits, some of their conduct. And it was, at the very least, not appropriate for the royalty, but maybe not appropriate even for regular people. And when the king came back and he heard what she was doing, so he was very unhappy, and he put her in jail. And she pleaded with him that you have to understand that I was by myself and I was alone and I ended up connecting with these people and I learned all their bad habits. But I want to be in the palace. I want to be with you, the king. So the king finally was okay with that. He finally agreed to it, but on one condition. That she has to make sure that she studies with somebody what the mode of conduct is for a queen, for someone who's in the king's palace. If she agrees to study those modes of conduct, those rules of conduct, then she can come back into the palace. And that's the mashal for this tekufa, this period. On Rosh Hashanah we were judged because, unfortunately, because of the nature of our existence and because of our own weakness, so we feel some level of isolation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though we should be potentially able to feel that connection in everything we do, and certainly every time we pick up a siddur, and we pick up a gemara or a chumash or whatever we pick up, we should be able to feel that connection. But potentially, because of our weaknesses, we feel the isolation. And comes Rosh Hashanah, and we're judged on the bad habits that we picked up in this time. And we're judged, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu weighs our fate and our judgment. And on Yom Kippur, he paskins for us that because of the fact that we expressed such a yearning to be shifting b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayoi, that he'll give us a chance and he'll invite us back into his palace, into his sukkah, into his tzila de'menusa, into the place where he lodges, of his, what we have in lieu of a Beis HaMikdash, the closest thing in terms of a lodging. But there's a condition. We have to learn the laws of conduct. We have to learn the mode of conduct that we need that will teach us how to act in a way which is appropriate for people who are part of the king's palace. And the embracing of Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, which is to appreciate that relationship and agree and embrace the Torah that is supposed to remind us and teach us and direct us into what our mode of conduct should be, that's the condition with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us back. And that condition that we express with the Simchas HaTorah on Simchas Torah is really not something which is limited to just fulfilling our obligations and responsibilities on Simchas Torah. It needs to be something that carries us into the year, that we're going to be committed to learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, because that's what's giving us direction. That's what's giving us the ability to know what the proper conduct is for people who are part of the king's palace. We are part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, his palace. And with that in mind, we come to Parshas Bereishis. Bishvil Torah Shenikra Reishis. The whole Bria, everything in the Bria was created to give us the opportunity to learn Torah. Learn Torah means for men and for women, whatever their roles are, to learn the Torah that's necessary to teach them, to teach us how to conduct ourselves. And the whole Bria is for that. The whole purpose of creation is Bishvil Torah. So this whole Tkufa is bringing us to have a more powerful appreciation of what Brias Olam is for, because we've been trained, we've been taught, and we've been shown over the last 3 weeks what our purpose in this world is. And when we understand our purpose in the world, and then we come to Bereishis and we understand that that was the purpose for which the world was created. So the world was created for us to accomplish what we need to accomplish in the world. That's Bishvil Torah Shenikra. And we talk to say at the end of the Bria, at the end of the Sheish Dimei Bereishis, Vayera Vayivoke Yom HaShishi. And Rashi brings Chazal, Vayera Vayivoke Yom HaShishi. The Hey is to tell us that the whole purpose of creation was the Torah that was given on the 6th of Sivan. That's the purpose of the whole Bria. Rashi says, Oysev hei b'shisha v'gemar ma'isa b'reishis lo'yma shehisti mo'yma amanash she'kabu alein Yisrael chamisha v'mshiter. The whole reason, the whole Bria, the whole existence, not just in our personal world, but in the Bria. Because the Bria is for our personal world. It is for that same purpose. All for the same purpose. Torah is only for the sake of Torah. The Varach Yom Hashi, Kulam Tom V'Oindim Ad Yom Hashishi. Or that it was, the culmination of the Bria was by Matan Torah. But that's the purpose of what the world was created for, what we are created for, how we're allowed to have another lease on life, to be able to live, exist in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beautiful palace. And another important concept which we need to carry over, and which is a focal concept of this parsha, is that the The whole Bria was culminated with the creation of Adam. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that that's supposed to give over a very powerful message. The Gemara says that L'pichach nivra Adam yechidi. The reason why Adam Rishon was created as an individual, not just because he was like, he was the first one. Okay, so there was a first animal, there was a sun, and there was a moon, and there was kind of one of everything that was created, and then it was just the beginning of many more to come. No. The Bria in its status was created with a person, with Adam, to be Yechidi. L'lamezcha, shekola ma'abi nefesh achat b'yisrael ma'alo v'kosu kilu ibeid olam mole. That anyone who destroys one nefesh in Yisrael, it's as if he destroyed a whole world. Because every individual is a whole world. V'chola ma'kai nefesh achat b'yisrael ma'alo v'kosu kilu kiyam olam mole. And if someone is Mekayim, someone is able to be Mekayim, it's something that we have to keep in mind, that to be Mekayim one nefesh, to give chiyus, to give somebody something that allows them to function, allows them to exist, allows them to be able to accomplish in this world, that's a whole accomplishing with a whole entire world. It's not just one quote-unquote small individual. It's a world. And then the Mishnah says, that a king normally, when he creates things in bulk, so he creates something that just becomes a one form fits all. It's something that you create them in bulk, all the same. And all the coins and all the things that you create, all are similar. Kulam daimu zemle zeh. U'melech malchei amlachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu tova kol adam b'chosma shel adam rishon. Every person has the chosam, has the stamp of adam rishon, but yet ve'inecha mehem daimu l'chaveiro. Each person is very, very, very individual. Very much not like any, there's no two people that are the same. L'fichach, therefore, every person has to say that this world that was created is for me. Again, Bishvili Nivra Olam doesn't mean that that's how important I am, and I'm saying it as an arrogant, the whole world is meant to serve me, but rather, Bishvili Nivra Olam means, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for me to accomplish my mission, so that a person has to realize that this whole world was created, and we saw this in this last tkufa. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu could completely change a world, for the sake of Klal Yisrael, for the sake of the individuals that were able to come out of this period of time stronger. And there were some very painful lessons that we had to endure along the way. Very painful lessons of many, many types. And some of them we're still suffering from, both physically, emotionally, and in many, many different ways and spiritually. And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his infinite wisdom can know the value of shaking up Klal Yisrael, of shaking up individuals, and what was gained and what was lost. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can determine that that was worthwhile. But we have to make sure that we do our best as individuals to make sure that it was worthwhile. To make sure that we come out of everything that was experienced, both, like I said, in the world of COVID and then all the tragedies that we all have, unfortunately, have been documented over and over. We need to be bigger people, different people. We need to realize that these are things that are happening because they're talking to Klal Yisrael, but they're talking to every individual. and every individual has to be able to use it to become a bigger person. And that's the message that we carry over. Because the Gemara says on Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says that that kol boyolim ervin lefanav kivnei marayim, that every person passes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in din. Kivnei marayim, the Gemara has three different explanations about kivnei marayim, but they're all slightly different, and that's not the scope of what we're talking about right now. But the concept is everybody passes as an individual, as the Gemara, as the Mishnah says, as the pasuk says, Hayyitzei la yachad libam hameivin al kol maaseihem. We are part of Kol Yisrael. We are beneficiaries of being part of a great nation called Kol Yisrael. And our ability to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah and even ask Him to forgive us is only because we're part of Klal Yisrael. The ability to be mekabel the Torah is only because Klal Yisrael as a group stood on Har Sinai and said Na'aseh v'nishma. And if one person was missing in the willingness to accept the Torah, we would never have been able to accept the Torah. So our whole existence is because of Klal Yisrael. But we have to recognize that we're focused on as individuals, and no two people have the same mission, no two people have the same purpose, no two people have the same capabilities, and we have to realize that the Shvili Nivra Olam, the whole world was created for us to accomplish as being part of Klal Yisrael, as having the mission to accomplish in Torah, each one according to who they are, and each person according to what they have the ability to do. And Torah is shaykh to each individual, and Klal Yisrael speaks for each individual, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha is over each individual. So the Pasuk says that when Adam was created, Vayivra Elokim v'sa'ad mitzalmai. B'tzelem Elokim bara Yisai. Zachar nekeva bara Yisai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam b'tzalmai. B'tzelem Elokim bara Yisai. What does that mean, b'tzelem Elokim? So we all, it's pretty well known, and that the Nefesh HaChaim discusses at length the concept of what it means that man was created b'tzelem Elokim. But not to be able to synopsize every word he says there is very, very powerful and valuable. But the concept is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, B'Tselem, that everything that we do in machshava, in thought, in dibur, in speech, in maisa, in deed, every single thing impacts the world. The same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Shlita, he's called Elokim. And that's why it's Tzelem Elokim and not Tzelem of Hashem. Tzelem Elokim, the Elokim is the Shem that's Takev al Kol Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the control and the dictation over the whole world. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu manipulates and moves according to what he wants to accomplish with the world. And the Tzelem Elokim, says Rav Chaim Volozhin, is that every person has that power that was invested in him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by his creation, that he has the power to dictate what the world accomplishes by what he thinks, what he says, and what he does. And those are the three elements of his existence. The neshama, the ruach, the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama. Each one corresponds to that machshava, dibur, and maisa. And these are the three parts of a person, and these parts have the power and the impact that everything that we think, everything that we say, and everything that we do manipulates the world, impacts what the world is going to accomplish. And it's our capability, it was our power to do that in the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power over the world. So that has to leave us with, again, a very powerful message of what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael, what it means to be part of that Bishvili Nivra Olam, and what it means that the world is in our hands to impact. And we look at this huge world of which we are such a small, seemingly small piece of. And when we think that a machshava toiva can elevate the world, the whole entire world, and a chas v'shalom, the opposite, has the potential to have a negative impact in machshava, even in machshava, but in dibur and in maisa, that has to give us a tremendous amount of value for everything that we think and say and do. That's part of Bria Zayin. That's part of Parshas Bereishis. So the pasuk says, the Beis Mish pasuk Dalet, it says, Eila told us of Shemayim Ba'aretz Behi Baram Ba'yom Asayis Hashem Elokim Eretz V'Shamayim. We know that Eila told us Shemayim Ba'aretz Behi Baram, and Chazal tell us Behi Baram. Rashi brings it Behi Baram. Shinema b'ka Hashem tu olamim. So Shbaruch Hu created olam hazeh with the hay. And the Gemara Menachos tells us that the nature of the hay is that it has a space on the bottom. That kol ha'roitzeh lo tzeis yetzeh. If someone does some things that have an ability to take them out of the world, as the Mishnah says in Avos, Kina taiva vakavod motzinus adam na'olam. These midos of kina taiva kavod, which is living to have what other people have, to be acknowledged by other people, and to try and increase everything that will give us gratification. All these things take us out of the real world. They tend to take us into the external world, the superficial world, and out of the cozy confines of being within the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was created with the hay. The Olam Hazeh that was created as a part of, as a world for us, a vehicle and a medium for us to accomplish what we have to accomplish. But if we get distracted by all the things that tend to take us to different directions, then we have the ability to extract ourselves from the world. And says the Gemara, but why is there a space on top? The Gemara says, because if you want to come back, you can come back. And the coming back means, but the Gemara says, so why do I need another space? Let me come back the same way that I left. Why do I need another space? The Gemara says, lo mistayim milsa. You can't just retrace your steps. If you came out of the world, if you did things that extracted you from the world, you can't just change your course and go back. You need to find some way of redefining yourself. Some small way that you can create an ability to enter back into the world. And that's the concept of the Kabbalahs that we made on Yom Kippur and hopefully on Simchas Torah about what we can do differently. Very small Kabbalahs. That's all we need. Something that will keep us connected to this, to the time in which we were in the proximity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Rosh Hashanah, Dirshu Hashem B'Matzah Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and the closeness that we have on Sukkot and Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres. Something that we can take into the year that will take us back into His beautiful world. That's the hay. Eila told us Shemayim Va'aretz Behi Baram. When we look around at the Bria and we see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, we can look at anything. We can look at a leaf. We can look at a small baby. We can look at an older person who survived many different challenges. We can look at any piece. We can look at a mountain. We can look at a blade of grass. We can look at beautiful pictures of nature. We can look at the Gedolim and recognize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and what the potential of this world is to accomplish. And we have to think about that and realize Behei Baram, that if we want to be part of the inner sanctum of this world, then we have to act in a way, as we said, that the Torah teaches us, to value everything as being part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. And if we do that, we're not going to be jealous of somebody else because we know we have everything that we need. And we're not going to be to seek honor, which means that we are feeling unfulfilled about who we are and we need someone else to acknowledge our existence. And we're not going to seek to satisfy our desires, because all those things are things that indicate that we don't have an appreciation of what the real world is for. But if we recognize that as Hashem's world, then everything becomes a spiritual journey or a part of our spiritual journey. And that's the beauty of the So with all this in mind, Adam Rishon was created, and somehow, which is just a baffling concept, he was able to be chayte. And we all know that the sin of Adam Rishon is the sin that we're still suffering from. That sin and the sin of Egel Azov, these are sins that have a permanent impact on that. It changed the world forever. But the nature of how it's possible with Adam Rishon being created by Kosh Baruch Hu, being able to fall, so there's many Mepharshim that talk about it. It was something, Kanira, that needed to happen because Kosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to run in a way that we have the choice and we have the ability to choose. And there's very, very deep concepts in understanding that whole nature of chet and the interaction with Chava and the kolam Moisef Gareya, all the things that led up to the chet and the nachash that was the Yetzirah that at the time was outside of our existence and then through the eating from the Eitz Hadas became part of our existence. But short of dwelling on the chet, what happened after the chet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Vayikra Hashem, Elokim, Elo Adam, Vayom Elo Ayeka. Where are you? So Rashi says, Yodeho Yehechenu. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows where he is. El Likonos Imo Bidvarim, Shalaya Yineva Lahoshev Im Yanisheyum Pito. He wanted to engage him in conversation, that he shouldn't be geshrucken, he shouldn't be scared. And then he brings the same thing by Cain, etc. But Rebbe Mashgich V'Teitched, what is mean Ayeka? Ayeka means, where are you? Meaning, how is it possible that you became so distant? How is it possible that you, being created by Kadosh Baruch Hu, became so far away, so distant, that you were able to do something that potentially was going against the Kadosh Baruch Hu's commandment? Now, granted, there were a lot of excuses and a lot of reasons, and he was but at the end of the day, it means there was some separation, there was some distance, because had there been enough of a concern for the Hashem's word, then he wouldn't have been able to allow himself to fall to that place. So he said, Ayeka, where are you? How did you manage to get so far away to be able to do this Aver? That was the question, Ayeka. And what was the punishment? The punishment for Adam Rishon was that he was going to have to work by the sweat of his brow. He was going to be able to eat bread. So the Mashgiach asked the question. He said, why was that such a klava? We know that the Gemara says, right to Adam, a person would rather have one kav, one measurement of grain that was produced from his own sweat and toil, than the ninefold of the same kav, than tisha kabin shel chaveru, that was given to him as a gift by somebody else. Call it pride, call it independence, whatever you want to call it, but the nature of a person is that he'd much rather have less that was accomplished in which he's beholden to nobody than have more and be beholden to who he got it from. So seemingly a person, if he has to work hard, then seemingly that's not a klala, it's a bracha, because then that means that he's going to be able to benefit from his own sweat and toil. Says the Mashgiach, he says, Be'emes, when a person toils, whether it means toiling, you know, working on the ground, threshing and planting and sowing and watering and nurturing, or it means coming into a business and punching a clock from this time to this time, or it means being a CEO in which he's dictating and dominating and making decisions, or he has his own business, whatever it is, it's all a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing is successful without a bracha from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Mashgiach, the klal of Bezeis HaPecha Toich Alecha is that if you pull the fruit off the tree, if the tree grew by itself and all you had to do was pull the fruit off the tree, or you pull the money off trees, and then you were able to spend it, so then we'd have no problem recognizing that this is a gift from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I just had nothing to do with it. But now that we are involved, now that we weren't zoicha to be able to get the parnasa that we have without our toil, so now it becomes more challenging for us to recognize that this is all from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Bezeis HaPecha Toich Alechem, the klola was that you're going to have to work for it and still be able to recognize that it's all a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the oinesh of Ayeka. How did you create such a distance that allowed you to fall so far away that you forgot that it wasn't as clear and sharp to you the involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted of you, and in this case what he didn't want of you, to eat from this tree? How did you fall far enough away that it wasn't clear enough that you allowed yourself to fall prey to the influences of your wife or of the nachash of all the circumstances? That can only happen if there's a distance. If there's something that you feel fiercely committed to and fiercely connected to, then you won't want to make a mistake on the slightest and smallest possibility. And you won't make a mistake, you won't let it happen. And the punishment for that distance was Bezeis HaPecha Toich Alechem. You want to create distance? So I'll show you now what distance is. You're going to have to work, you're going to have to toil, and still find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything that you do. That's our challenge. That's our daily challenge with everything we do, whether it's parnasa or anything that we work hard to accomplish. We have to recognize that it's all a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all a gift. All a gift. Then we have the parasha of Cain and Hevel. And Cain and Hevel both bring karbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Cain's, to Hevel's mincha. Vayish Hashem el Hevel vel minchasoi, vel Cain vel minchasoi l'sha. And Cain was very angry. By the way, this is just a completely side point, but I have to mention this. It's an amazingly powerful point. Reb Shimshon Pinkus says that the word Yeshua that we've been talking about for the last three weeks, Hoshana, Hoshiana, Hoshienu, the word Yeshua, he says, comes from, not Reb Shimshon Pinkus, Reb Moshe Shapiro, I'm sorry. Reb Moshe Shapiro says that Yeshua is from a lashon of Vayish Hashem El Kayin Vel Mechasoi El Hevel Vel Mechasoi El Kayin Vel Loshah. Yeshua is turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we need a Yeshua, the Yeshua is in turning our complete focus and wanting that Yeshua and hoping and recognizing that it can only come from Him. That's the Yeshua. That itself is the Yeshua. The fact that we turn to Him and to nobody else. that's a, like I said, a side point. I just had to mention that. But Vayom Hashem Elokayim Lo Mecharu Lo Vlo Menofu Halo Im Teitiv Se'es Vim Lo Se'itiv La Pesach Atzis Reivis Ve'lecha Tshukos V'atotim Shobo. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Kayin, what are you so upset about? In Teitiv Se'es Vim Lo Se'itiv La Pesach, if you do good, you'll be uplifted. Vim Lo Se'itiv La Pesach Atzis Reivis. So Chaim HaKadosh says, he says, Perish, in Tiyam Ibchinus HaTov Kol Ma'asecha, Sherilim Ibchinus HaTov, U'me'atzmam Hei Misnasim. If you do good things, then by definition you will be elevated. And this is the line that's very important to underline and to hang up on your refrigerators. Ki ha-kedusha eina tzricha l'acherim. Because kedusha doesn't need anybody else. V'hu aymer se'es, perish me'atzmoy. Imtetiv, if you do good things, you don't need anybody to know about them. You don't need anybody to acknowledge them. You don't need anybody to make them happen. You have the ability to accomplish good things from yourself, and in Teitiv Se'es, you will be uplifted. V'hi b'chinas ha-toiv, shehi b'chinas ha-roimus v'gedula. That's what toiv is. It's the elevation, the roimus, the dahoibinkeit, the being elevated, the gedula, and the greatness. We said over the skuf ha-yom t'gadleinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu made us big, 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 great people do good things. If you, for some reason, allow yourself to fall to that place where that you allow yourself to fall into doing things that are not good or not craving and trying and accomplishing in the realm of good, La Pesach, Perish La Scholos of Chashuv Ra, Bechinas Arash Nikus Chatz Reves Gam Kol Masecha Gam Al Kol Masecha Shalos Mecha Nasius Shalos Masecha Me'ata Mam Mokum Lecharona Pecha Kim Shatz Tivuza. So if you choose to do things that are not good, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, then the fallout from the fact that you made bad choices is on you. What are you getting angry? Kain, what are you angry that a Kadosh Baruch Hu turned to Hevel and not to you? You obviously didn't do what you were supposed to do. You brought a carbon in a way that wasn't the appropriate way of bringing a carbon. So the results are a product of your actions. So why are you angry? Nothing to get angry about. It's in your hands. That's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. So the Mashgiach says that's such a very fundamental concept of Revolva, Rav Olva says, he says, that's a very fundamental concept of life, that Kedusha doesn't need anybody else. We don't need anybody else's haskama, we don't need anybody else's help, it's just doing good things. And when we don't, and things happen as a result of it that are not ideal, we have nobody to blame except ourselves. We have to look in the mirror. I think there was a mashal that somebody who fell into the mud and got dirty. And they looked in the mirror and they said, oh, look at that person in the mirror, he's so dirty. And they said, well, if you clean yourself up, then that person in the mirror will become clean as well. And that can be taken in many different ways and many different levels, but that's the concept. We have no place to point fingers at. We have no place to look at other than ourselves. It's all in our hands. In Teitiv Se'es, if you do good things, and you'll be uplifted, and you'll feel that roimimus, that connection to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, im loy v'chpetzah chaturoy, the chatos, the yitzar, is waiting for you, and the ramifications of your actions are waiting for you. But don't blame it on anybody else. It starts at home. One final concept: the pasuk says, "Vayikol yimei adam asher chai." By Avraham Avinu, it also says such a pasuk, that it says by Avraham Avinu, also such a lashon. So Volva points out, he says, what's this extra Hisaf Asher Chai? He says, the years of Avram Avinu, and in this case the years of Adam Rishon, Asher Chai, that he lived. Now granted, Adam Rishon did a chait. But Kanira was a chait that had to be done, and Kanira Adam did tshuva. But every single day of his life was one which he lived. Which when we think about it is an amazing concept. We are part of the generation of procrastinators. And we are not zeiche to live 930 years. And there's a reason for it. If we had 930 years to live, most of us would probably get nothing done. But Adam Rishon lived 930 years and it was Asher Chai. Avram Avinu lived 175 years, Asher Chai. Every single day he lived. It was something that he made it his purpose, he made it his mission to live. We've been asking over this Kufa Zachreinu L'chaim. Hoshienu L'chaim L'shalom. We're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to give us life, but we have to make sure that the life that he gives us, we use it to live. That's our goal, that's our mission. And that's what we're entrusted with. And the Torah is telling us here that Adam Rishon lived 930 years and every day was meaningful. So we who are not the beneficiaries of that extended lifetime, and we see enough going on in the world in terms of things that happen and things that happen to individuals, we should be able to get a message that there's no years that are guaranteed. Every day is a gift. And if we realize every day is a gift, then we have to make sure to make every day something that we live, not just survive or experience, but we live. And the way to live it, as we just try to present, is to live it with the understanding that the Bria was created for us to accomplish with. Yeshua Yisrael Shenikra Bracious, Yeshua Torah Shenikra Bracious. That's the purpose of the world, that's the purpose of creation, and that's our existence. And the Shvimi Nivra Olam, the world was created for me. And coming out of this Tkufa, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Simchas Sukkot, Shmi Atzeres, Simchas Torah, we have to know that we were just trained. We just went through an intense training process of understanding what it means to be a Yid, what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael, and what it means to be Zeicha, to culminate that journey with the Simchas Torah. And hopefully we'll take that message into Bereishis, because everything that happens in the beginning is much more profound. And every yesod that is contained in this parasha is so basic and fundamental in the whole creation and the whole Bria. And so when we encounter the Bria every moment of our day, the Bria and as it relates to our existence as a functioning person, and the Bria as it relates in our bodies and in the world around us that we look around, we have to take note, connect that Bria to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ourselves. And if we do that, then we are bringing the purpose of the world to its fruition, which is what we were put on this world for. Yiratzon, that we should be zeicha to take all those messages that we learned from these last kufa and carry it into the beginning of this new year and carry it into our new perception of Bris Olam, so that in this whole Sefer Bereishis, which is the focus of the Sefer, is to teach us what it means to be part of Kohen, so what it means to be a Yid, what it means to be the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, what it means to be part of a world that was created for us, if we take that kufa, that message into our existence every day, then we'll carry the simcha, the ava, everything that we garnered over these last three plus weeks, and we'll take it into our lives, and Mitzvah Hashem, we'll be able to be Mekad Hashem Shemayim with everything we do, and we'll be able to coronate the king and understand what it means to be in the king's palace and live that way. Mitzvah Hashem, thank you so much for listening. We should be zeicha to continue to grow and help each other grow and be mekadesh shem shamayim together. Thank you. Have a good Shabbos.